By the time you all read this or hear the podcast on Monday morning, I'll be in surgery. I have to be at the hospital at 5:30, which won't be much fun. This is going to be a long surgery, about 8 hours if all goes well, so it's good to get an early start. Have I mentioned before that I'm not a morning person? Well, I certainly hope my surgeons are. This will be a difficult operation, technically. I should be asleep on the table by now. I've gotten pretty used to the hospital. I've had enough procedures and surgeries, so I pretty much know my way around. One continuing problem is my size. I've already had to ask for an extension on the bed in my room. When I had my first surgery back in 2001, I remember sitting on the table in the OR as they began to pump drugs into me. The last thing I heard, right before everything went black, was, "What are we going to do with his feet?" I guess I was too long for the operating table. To this day, I have no idea what they did with my feet. I will probably stay in the hospital until the end of the week. It's funny, you can get so used to the tiny world of the ward that you're on. The first day or so, my bed will be my world. Then, once I can walk, my horizons will expand to include a corridor or two. It's always a shock, at least to me, when you get out of the hospital and back into the real world. Just being able to breathe fresh air is a pleasure. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I know the basics of what my doctors are going to do. I'm not one of those people who needs or wants to know all the details. I'm more interested in what will it do and how will I feel when it's over? Will my life be changed? What will the recovery be like? All those questions will be answered in time. In the meantime, my job is to lie on that table and let the surgeons work their magic. And what they do truly is magic. I'll try to get some updates posted on the blog this week, but we'll have to see how that goes. I'll talk to you later.